Nearly a year later, workers have reestablished most of the trails and campgrounds in the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest in Oconto and Langlade counties. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin says they worked then to get as much open as possible, but it took until now to get most things open.
So we have restored access to all of the motorized trails have been reopened, as well as, of course, this winter we had snowmobile trails open, and we're working on a few places that still have areas closed.
Markin says the remaining non-motorized trails are still closed, including 11 miles in the Jones Spring area and the 18-mile Popple Ridge Horse Trails. Those areas are not likely to open this year. Bootleg Campground is the only developed recreation site still closed due to storm damage, but Markin says they're still trying to get that site open. She says it took the efforts of many to make progress toward reopening.
Just like to say thank you to all of our trail partners and the coordination that we've done with Oconto County and Langlade County to make all of our restoration efforts to date successful. And we continue to work towards getting our areas open and back accessible to the public. And we just appreciate all the efforts that everybody has done to help make that possible.
Most undeveloped camping sites are open. Exceptions include Fanny, Jesse, Perch, Spruce, Wayne King, and Wisher Lakes, plus Trickle Creek, which should be open later this summer. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.